used to have these arithmetic tests. And if I just took them like everybody else, I wouldn't do too well. But the teacher had this sort of insight to realize that if he gave me an unlimited time to do it in, then I would actually succeed quite well. So I sometimes managed to get 100% if I could take long enough. I started doing mathematics as an undergraduate. I did a mathematics degree, which did include some applied mathematics, although I specialized on the pure side. When I was a research student, I went to all sorts of lectures on topics which weren't what I was supposed to be doing. You see, I learned about quantum mechanics from the great Paul Dirac, who was one of the very leading characters in physics. He discovered the equation for the electron. So that was an experience to learn from him, but also Hermann Bondi, who was a distinguished cosmologist, and so I learnt general relativity from him. And these things, in a sense, were more important to me than the things I was supposed to be doing. So I'm interested in mathematics for its own sake, and that's something which continues to interest me. And I'm interested in physics because I really, you know, like to know how the world works. So we know quite a lot about how it works, but there's a lot that we don't know yet. Well, there are many things which depend on quite sophisticated science, quantum mechanics in fact, which have made big advances in, say, medicine, like these methods of finding out what's going on inside our bodies and so on, which all of these ideas depend on quantum mechanical ideas and so on. So these are things which people would never have found just by playing around and seeing what works and what doesn't. It really depends on quite a sophisticated understanding of science, and this will increase. Other thing is how materials behave, the strengths of materials, all sorts of things. There are lots of materials these days which depend on quite sophisticated analysis of the structure of materials. I think this will just increase as time goes on. And so much of present day existence depends on technology, which itself depends on basic science, scientific ideas. Keep an eye open for popular scientific material, and then maybe some of that will lead into more serious scientific books and so on. But depends on what level. I guess school, there's a lot of things you can gain, and it depends on having good teachers though. You can get teachers who make the subject seem boring and other teachers who make it come alive. And also another point is a lot of science does depend on mathematics, and mathematics of a more sophisticated character than it used to. I've always found mathematics a fascinating subject. I just enjoyed it. And I think the trouble with mathematics often is people think of it as a subject which, you know, you just got to learn these things and then you've got to calculate and it's boring and so on. Whereas there are a lot of things in mathematics which are really fascinating. And these often are things like puzzles, mathematical puzzles, which are, I think, very good at giving an interest in the subject.